In the Midwest, it's detasseling time, a task that many of you told us about when we asked for your most memorable summer job.
Now, to be honest, some of us had no clue about detasseling.
And some of us didn't even realize that corn had tassels. They're not in the can, but they do at the top of the stalk, and that is the male part of the plant. It produces millions of pollen grains.
The ears are the female part of the plant, and when a seed company wants to crossbreed two varieties of corn, they plant them in the same field. But one of those varieties needs to be detasseled stalk by stalk.
Because it needs to be pollinated by the tassels of the other variety, thus creating hybrid corn seed, which produces healthier corn crops with higher yields. Isn't this fascinating?
It is. I'm learning a lot.
If you understand all this, then you're on your way to an A in detasseling 101.
Now, we've also learned that corn detasseling season is brief. It's only about 20 days. And that one of our own was once a child of the corn.
My name is Corey Turner. I am a show editor here at All Things Considered. And yes, I am a former corn detasseler.
He was in high school. He went into the fields before dawn. He wore a garbage bag for a poncho because the corn was really, really wet.
And at the time, the corn was head height. And I walked out into the rows and disappeared and cut my hands on the tassels. It was pretty miserable. And I lasted one day. I love Illinois, but I'm afraid I have let my people down.
Well, that darn corn got the better of many of you, including listener John Covelli of St. Louis, Missouri. John tells us he loved working on a teenage detasseling crew.
John writes, most of the crew was made up of the basketball team, a great way for them to bond with one another as they strode down the corn rows, their heads towering above the plants, chatting with each other, joking and laughing. For me, he writes, the tassels on the plants were at least 3 feet above my head, so I either jumped or grabbed each plant, pulled it down so the tassel was within my reach.
But on the fourth day, John got dizzy from the heat. He sat down in the middle of a row and waited for the team to notice.
John says, they lifted me up and carried me out of the clearing and pronounced me unfit to finish the day. I sat on the bus until 3 p.m., quitting time, and quit I did. He adds that he has never quit a job since without giving 2 weeks' notice, nor has he ever laid down on the job and given up.
And now a memory from 1974.
I wanted desperately to have a brand new Schwinn bicycle. Not just any Schwinn, but a 10-speed powder blue with matching handlebars.
That's Pamela Nielsen of Baldwin, Missouri. She was young and determined.
Talking to people at school, I learned there was really only one way to make money when you're 12 and you're in Clay City, Indiana in the summer, and that was detasseling corn. Those mornings that we got there, the corn was wet and it was kind of cold. And we would wear long sleeves and long pants. As the morning wore on, the sun would come out and our clothes would come off. And by noon, we were in shorts and tank tops and drinking water as much as we could get. We came home worn out, ate whatever our mothers put in front of us, dropped into bed, literally. There was nothing left in us. I've never in my life worked so physically hard. It really taught me some things. It taught me to do hard work and to accomplish something that not only benefits you, money in your pocket, but benefits your neighbor in some way. This was work that needed to be done for those farmers. And that work, even though it can be hard and hot and sweaty, had an inherent joy to it. And still in my garage is that beautiful powder blue Schwinn 10-speed.
That's listener Pamela Nielsen remembering the first summer she detasseled corn.
And we'll have more of your summer job stories throughout the summer. Thank you for sending them in.